This Publicity Pro Tele seminar was brought to you by Annie Jennings PR.
I want to welcome everybody to today's teleseminar. I'm Tony Truppiano. I'll be your moderator. Today's teleseminar is sponsored by Annie Jennings Public Relations. Of course, Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR is a national publicist specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. Annie's vision and insight have revolutionized the publicity industry as many of the publicity techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. Annie freely shares her strategies with authors and experts so everyone can have access to PR strategies, both the basics and advanced PR thought, so they can share their message with millions for the betterment of all. Annie created the concepts of media websites and online press kits, define how to create a powerful platform, develop the most advanced branding concepts known to the industry, created the Hot 35 and Hot 50 radio campaigns, where you only booked on top shows in major big city markets, and on regional and nationally syndicated shows, and crafted the revolutionary pay-for-placement publicity program that has helped thousands of authors and experts build powerful platforms. Every morning, Annie and her staff have but one thing to say, and not just where's the coffee, but let's pick it up a notch today. And Annie, thanks again for another great year of teleseminars.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. I'm so excited. This is going to be the best year ever. Absolutely. There's so much to learn. Everything is so new. Everything is so amazing. Everything is so moving forward. It's just outstanding to be a part of everything right now. We're very lucky.
Is this our fifth or sixth year of doing
this? I know. I think it's our sixth year. And just the other day I was saying I must have done about 500 teleseminars over the last 6 years. And I remember the first one, the first, second, third. You know, a few ones that we did. Weren't they funny? Weren't they amazing?
Oh, Annie, I was telling my assistant Pete the other day, and we won't bore everybody with this, but I told him the first one we did, you and I actually practiced before we did it. I mean, we did the whole teleseminar before we even did it live. It was really fun.
Did we really?
Oh, yeah. I still have my notes from the first teleseminar.
Oh, that is too much. Yeah, that's really going back, and now we just do them, you know, they're second nature, and they've really been wonderful for us and for all of our clients, too. I know that, you know, we get a lot of press on our free offerings. It seems that, you know, we do a great job in bringing the digital recordings to you, the teleseminars to you guys, and covering a lot of information that you really just can't get elsewhere for free. See, that's the whole thing, is that we really do want to share as much technology and information as possible so that everyone is empowered, so everyone can compete, and everybody sort of gives themselves the edge. Everyone has the edge. And this way, you know, we can help people all over the country, all over the world. And that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. Now, before we bring Andrew on, and I know you've got an exciting announcement to make. Before you do that, though, Annie, I mean, we're going to talk today about video casting. You often mention Web 2.0. And, you know, for people that think that Annie's just kind of up on the jargon, you need to think again. This is part of an overall strategy. Annie, talk a little bit about what you hope to accomplish here. Because I just think that, you know, yes, you are a visionary. I just want people to understand that there is a purpose to all this.
A purpose to, like, my presence here on this earth?
Well, beyond that,
I'm teasing you.
You know, again, you know, you talk 2.0, you're doing more than just talking about it.
Well, here's the thing. Is that there are, you know, we all have to be moving forward to be able to continue to compete at a level that's going to be, you know, satisfactory to us all. So in order to do so now, we have to look around us and see, like, what's going on in our environment? What tools do we need to be able to compete more effectively? It's for the good of everyone. It's for the betterment of all. Now, if you look around, you see the Internet is really becoming a player, a major player. It just is a player. And there's no way that your business will succeed without really understanding the new tools available to us. So we have to understand how to make these websites work. We have to understand marketing, true marketing strategy and positioning. We have to understand branding. These are all the tools now of this whole entire new emerging century that we're in and that we have before us. And I see things change rapidly, and I also see how quickly things can change beyond our grasp. So I want to be the person who is able to bring the technology, you know, out as it is emerging and have guests or have experts with me who can help other people learn this technology as well and how to implement it. So Web 2.0 is really interactive, the ability to interact with others on the Internet, where what Web 1.0, you might say, would simply be our websites or our brochure sites or other things that were really, you know, one-side focused. They're informational-based, of course. You're sharing information, but there was not the ability to interact. Now, the Internet is a huge new community for us. It's community. Things are moving towards forming communities. And the more community you can form around you and your website and your business, the stronger you're going to be in this entire century. Web 2.0 tools help you create community. And that's it in a nutshell, Tony.
Wow, that was impressive, Annie, because you didn't even know I was going to ask you that. So.
No, I didn't. Why do you do these things?
Take a bow. Why? Because you excel at them, that's why.
Do you know, I want to tell you something before we get started. My mother is in love with you.
Your mother's a sweetheart, and I don't even know her, but God bless her.
She's going to listen to this, and she's going to laugh like crazy. She listens to all of them now, and she gives me, you know, here's this. No, my mother's going to hear this. I can't say that. I have to edit this part out. But she gives me all kinds of feedback, like, oh, that was excellent, it was wonderful, or like, oh, gee, the quality on that one wasn't so good. You really should check your speakers.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So she's great. So she's in love with you, Tony, just so you know. She really thinks you're funny. And she loves your voice. She plays them over and over again, all day long.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, she's got over 500 to listen to.
Yeah, that'll keep her busy.
That's what he's talking about, how many I have. All right, so enough fooling around. What do you got for us today, Tony?
Well, it's better than what I've got. It's what Andrew has for us. Andrew's not a complete stranger to some of the people in our audience today, as he was the headliner for the podcasting series you were talking about before we began recording today. And with us now, and we're going to talk about video casting. Don't worry if you don't know what it is. By the time you're done here today, you're going to be an expert. I promise.
Well, you'll have a nice overview, which is important, to just get an idea of what's out there and how people can use it. Keep your eyes out, you know, for when you do see it on the Internet. This way you can start just building an idea of how it can work for you. And, of course, we're going to do plenty of other informational teleseminars on how to integrate video casting into your marketing strategy as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so joining us now is Andrew Schlichting. Andrew brings a mega platform packed with impressive experience in all things Web 2.0. He is certainly the consummate expert in Web 2.0. And again, we're here today to talk about video casting. Andrew, I want to welcome you to today's teleseminar.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you too.
You know, and also, before we begin, I know I promised a wonderful announcement. We're very happy to welcome Andrew with us as well, because Andrew is going to head our Web 2.0 division. So we want to welcome Andrew to the Annie Jennings PR Web 2.0 division. Andrew will be available to answer questions, help people out in building podcasts, in doing video casting. So he's going to be available to us. We are launching a new program called Don't Lift a Finger Podcasting Support Program. And what that really means is that we can bring you all the way from scratch to podcasting all over the world without lifting a finger. So it's nice and easy, and we have Andrew Schlichting with us, and we're very happy to welcome him to Annie Jennings PR. So welcome,
Absolutely.
Andrew.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, I want to begin we always like to start off with the basics. So let's define what video casting is.
Well, video casting, just like podcasting, is using RSS to distribute a video file. And just like a podcast, it uses RSS to distribute MP3s or M4As. Video casts, distribute M4Vs, movie files, AVIs, and WMVs.
All right, now for people that are sitting there going, oh, my God.
These don't sound like the ABCs.
Yeah, they're going, okay, he just threw a bunch of alphabet soup at me, and mm-hmm. I don't know what any of that means. Do we need to know what all that means, Andrew?
Well, all you need to know is what kind of an MP3 player do you have? What kind of a portable device do you have to run around with? Well, one of the main standards out there is the iPod, right? And when Apple announced they were coming out with a video iPod, everything kind of changed. from the focus being on podcasting to video casting, right? Everybody was going, oh, okay, well, how do we promote ourselves and with these videos? And quickly, people are scrambling for a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And that standard was the one that Apple offered. If you downloaded iTunes or you downloaded QuickTime, they made it very simple. You just open up a video file in QuickTime, and then you can export it as an iPod file, and it'll crunch it on down there. And that particular format, what comes out is a M4V. And so that when I say things like, you know, M4V, MP3, those are extensions at the end of a file. So, for instance, you might, you know, have migratemovie.com, and it'll be MOV, right? I mean, how many people have a song that, you know, my favorite song, .mp3, right? That
right.
Little last, they call .3s, or
mm-hmm.
the file extension.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Andrew, when our clients, you know, go on TV shows, such as, you know, some of the breaking news shows, and we are able to order the segment for them, I noticed that it comes over in a .wmv file.
Right.
So what they do now is that the recording company will just record for us and then send us via attachment a .wmv file, which I think is fantastic, you know, because you can actually send that file to other places as well. And there you go. It's instantaneous that the other people can view you on the show.
All right. Well, let's talk about video casting. And let's say, Andrew, I want to, you know, because Annie's empowered people on how to build their brand. We've done lots of teleseminars and webinars on building your website, having the media component in place, et cetera, et cetera. Let's say I want to start using video. What tools do I need to do this?
Well, you need to figure out a way to capture the video, right? And so one of the things you need to do is go out and get a video camera. And the video camera you pick has to work with your computer. And so you're going to need a video camera, a computer. You might want to get a microphone to plug into the video camera. That might affect the video camera choice, which type of camera to choose. You might want to consider... I mean, you're going to have an internet connection. You know, a lot of the basics here, but mainly the main choice is what kind of quality of video do you want? Quality cameras you can get. Now I'm going to start talking about some technical things about video cameras. You're going to want to have the connection go. Like if you have a PC, you're going to want to see what kind of connections you have on the back of the PC. If you have USB 2. You know, USB 1, if you have FireWire. Most DV cameras these days have FireWire out, and some even have USB streaming, which can change the video camera into kind of a webcam, so you can hit record. There's, you know, that also brings up webcams. There's a lot of programs out there that allow you to record straight from a webcam, and a lot of... video casts we see nowadays are just webcams on the top of a computer, person talking for a few minutes about that. You see this a lot in MySpace and YouTube. These are all ways to input the image onto the computer. And then the next step would be editing. But you really want to figure out if video casting is for you, because video casting takes up a lot more bandwidth than podcasting. The video casting could be, you know, 10 seconds could equal 1 megabyte. Usually when you have like a 10-minute thing, the compression sets in and is able to compress it a little bit better, so it's about just under 100 megs for, you know, about a 9-minute piece. But if you have a relatively small piece, it's a couple megs just for a couple seconds. So
why is that important to know? I know that if you're going to be hosting, obviously, this video cast on your website, it is important to know this, correct?
That's right. Well, I've done a few video casts and podcasts for people that they said, oh, you know, this is great. You know, we're gonna get the word out. We're gonna send out an email telling everybody, look, you know, we've got this great video right, you know, front and center on our website. And you know, I was trying to warn them, okay, now how much bandwidth, how much throughput do you have on your website? Is this going to, you know, and they didn't know some of those answers. And the next thing you know, they sent out a mass email. Well, you know, that's everybody saw it, right? And that's great. A bunch of people jumped on the site, looked at the video. The next thing you know, they ran out of their quota for bandwidth for that month, and their site said, you know, it said just that on the front page. It wouldn't load, and there was a little error message saying they, you know, ran out of bandwidth, and so they had to call their hosting company and pay a little bit more.
Well, and that was my next question. Before you decide, I mean, let's be a little strategic here, Andrew. Before you decide you want to do video casting, I would think one of the first calls you'd want to make is to your web hosting company to find out what your limitations are, and more importantly, if you're going to need more than you currently have, what the cost will be.
Yes, and other things to think about when you're initially signing up too is what are you going to be putting together? Is it going to be something over you know, the telephone like this? It wouldn't make sense to have this be a video cast because all we have is audio, unless we want to take pictures of you know, Annie and myself and you and maybe rotate them. But is that really a good use of the bandwidth and the video power? Right?
Actually, Tony, imagine us doing this live with cameras.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We could actually sing and act everything out.
There you go. You can break out in song.
But you see, it's interesting because people can really get, you know, with the video cast, people can, when we understand how to use it for marketing in a more powerful way, we can actually present more of ourselves, right, and engage more of our audience by being able to share our video casts with clients as well. Not necessarily just even over the telephone, now you can actually sort of be there in person.
Well, I think that's important. You know, Andrew, I was sharing with the audience last week, I have a client that just put a video cast on his website, and not only did he see increased traffic to the site, but more importantly, people were staying longer on his site, much longer than the video was, which meant the message that he was getting out, what he was directing them to do, worked.
That's right.
Right, so we'll probably see that this becomes a very valuable tool. So everybody on diets? No, I'm kidding. You know what I'm saying, though? You do video cast, you know you have to look good now.
Absolutely.
Now we can't hide behind our computers anymore. Andrew, what have you done? Now you're making us all aware that we have to start working out again. Notice I say the again. I, too, have fallen by the wayside, not just Julia.
It wasn't in your New Year's resolution?
No, it really wasn't, because I figured I'd do it differently this year. This year I would just do it. So I almost got there.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Well, I mean, these are all great, you know, things to think about as far as video. And when you do put together a video, right, you don't want it to be to look too hackish, right? You don't want it to the quality to be down there and actually take your message down. Even though I found that even the silliest things you can put up there, people really, really like to watch and subscribe to, and it's kind of that whole viral side of video and the web.
Absolutely, and video has become a huge, huge tool for marketing and branding. You know, you had started to say, you know, you want to make sure that you're not bringing down what it is you're trying to do, which brings me to another skill set and another set of tools. We have the video. We need to edit it now, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of programs out there, whether you have a Mac or PC. You know, I like to let people know that, you know, the two sides there. The PC has programs like you know, Adobe Premiere, Windows Movie Maker. They've got Sony Vegas, right, the Vegas tools out there. Apple has iMovie, Final Cut Express. GarageBand for exporting is, a podcast and vidcast, and then Final Cut Pro series, as well as both, actually, Apple writes QuickTime, which you could pay like $30 for both the Mac and PC and get the QuickTime Pro, which a lot of people don't know is actually a video editor as well. You can do simple cuts and pastes, and you can pretty much export as everything, all the codecs on your computer. And by codecs, I mean, those file extensions. I can throw even more alphabet soup out there if you want, there's even more to think about other than just the extension. Like, for instance, Apple has the MOV files, right, the movie files. Windows has a lot of AVI files or WMV files, but that's not usually where the compression stops. There's compression, which determines the file size of the video. That's in the background, and Apple, for the movie files, has compression that's H.264. And that was their big thing, right? H.264. And, well, why is that important? Well, that particular codec, right, encode, decode, codec stands for, it allows you to compress a video down to, like a cell phone, right, the cell phone file format, and it also can open up as wide as HD, and that was announced a couple years ago when Tiger, the Tiger operating system, came out for Apple, and then you had to download the latest version of QuickTime and iTunes and those products, and so if you have the latest version of iTunes and QuickTime, you might be able to export that from your computer right now, and that's a pretty heavy-duty one. Other types of codecs are the DV stream, right? The ability to compress to fit on a DV tape. You can compress to be HD, but all of these, from HD down to these small formats, could still look like an MOV or a WMV or an AVI, right? So, very, very robust. I hope I made sense there. You guys are kind of being quiet over there.
No, you're just letting you teach, that's all.
Right.
And this is the kind of thing that you have to listen to more than once, because what I found a really great way to learn a lot of new technology very quickly is to just learn it in layers. First, just let the alphabet soup, as Tony called it, just sort of sink in, so there's lots of different ways of referring to audio or video files using various types of endings or .movs or .wmv. It's sort of, you look at that and you say, I'm going to commit that to memory, that there's several ways to refer to video casting. There's several formats. You can do M4V, you can do MOV, you can do AVI, you can do WMV. Now, we're all very familiar with the .doc, right, which is a Word document. So this is just the same extension. These are just various extensions that work with various types of software or various types of operating systems. And we just have to get used to them. So if we have a Mac, we're going to have a certain type of operating system. We're going to need a certain file extension. Right, Andrew?
Right.
And same thing with the Windows. We're going to need a certain extension for Windows too, such as AVI or WMV.
That's right.
Right? So as we get used to learning, dealing with this type of this video cast, these things will become very familiar to us, just as the .xls is, which is an Excel file, right?
Right.
So a good way to start learning is just to let the first level sort of just sink in a little bit, and then start to learn a little bit at a time. So it might be a good idea to listen to this over and over again until you start to understand what Andrew is saying. It's like learning anything new. Learn it in small bits, and they build on each other, too. And then pretty soon you know what you're talking about.
And Annie, this goes back to what we did on last week's teleseminar. Do something every day to get you closer to your goals.
See, that's really important. Yeah, learn a little something every day to get you closer to your goals, exactly. And not expect to do it all in one sitting. It just doesn't work that way. There's too much.
Well,
we all are faced with lots to learn.
Absolutely. Well, this is an interesting phenomenon. I have two questions coming in six separate emails. I've never had three people ask the same question right in a row, and then three more people ask the same question, although a different question right in a row. So let me get to the first one. Andrew, there's a lot of controversy, Mac versus PC, especially as it comes to being quote-unquote creative. Do you recommend one over the other?
Well, all right. I'm super biased. I probably have equal amount of Macs as I do PCs in my house, but the difference is that I use the Macs in my house. Now, the PCs, I love PCs. A lot of the software is written for a PC. A lot of web-based software. Sometimes I'm very frustrated with doing something as simple as FTPing a file. Like for those of you who play around on the web and have created a website, to upload the file, you usually have to FTP. A lot of the times you can just open your browser and then choose the folder you want to upload it to and then drag the file in there. And Macs have a hard time doing something like that sometimes. And that's a little bit of a frustrating point. But when it comes out to quality of a video, right, I was doing some sports videos for a bit, and when I was building those, I started out the project on a PC using Premiere. This is actually back when Premiere, I think 6.0 was the big one, right? And now I think they've got Premiere. Latest version of Premiere is Premiere Pro. What I did is I was slow-mowing people at free throws, shooting the ball and then having the ball go into the net, right? And then I'd put a little swish sound when the ball hit the net because it was in slow motion. Well, I found that the PC, when it was frame blending, it would actually look like it was cutting. Okay, here's a frame, here's a frame, here's a frame, here's a frame of the ball arcing. And that is nice for some things. Like for instance, if you're to do animation or something like that, and you're going to paint on each one, I mean, it's clear where the ball is, right? But when I changed I switched over to the Mac, I found that the frame blending, I mean, it just went, the ball, it seemed to me that it was almost making the frames in between during half the interlaced frames. And I know I'm really spilling geek on you guys right now because I'm starting to talk about interlacing and that kind of stuff. But just the overall motion of the basketball just looked so much better. It was so much easier on the eyes. And so, when I went to the Blog Business Summit, I sat in with Robert Scoble when he was lecturing. And he was a big guy at Microsoft, right? He started one of the blogs at Microsoft, and he's a big-time blogger. If you look up blogs, you start a blog, most likely you'll see the Tech Geek podcast, and that's Scoble, right? But he was going around with a DV camera, and he's doing a lot of vidcasts right now. And one of the comments he made on his when he was speaking was, he was saying, it doesn't have to look good as like an Apple movie or something like that. And I kind of turned to the guy next to me. I said, "Did you just say what I thought he said?" Right? And sure enough, people said, "Oh, what kind of software do you use?" Well, he said Final Cut, and I pretty much the Apple suite. And it's very true. Apple, as far as video and podcasts, I mean that's kind of their focus right now. They're very creative. They're very focused on that type of stuff. So if you're looking for kind of the nuts and bolts, word processing, office suite type stuff, PCs, for any of this, creative type of stuff, Macs, would be what I'd say. But the great thing that Apple is offering right now is like if you buy a Mac with, the Intel in it, the Intel processor, you can dual boot both Mac and PC. So that's a pretty exciting thing that For a while, I had Intel Core MacBook, and man, it's so nice to go. Man, my there's that free software out there, right? I mean, there's some photomorphing software I was trying to. I was looking on the Mac side, and you know, everything is just ridiculously expensive. And I was like, oh man, I knew that there's that one program that was freeware. I just wanted to download it. I was used to it, and use it. And sure enough, it was still there. I flipped my to the different operating system. I was able to do what I needed to do. I was able to export as an AVI, pull it into the Mac, convert it, and use it. And so you know, again, some software works. I mean, it's less expensive just because there's more out there. There's more competition, but I think that right now Mac is definitely gaining ground.
Very good. Then that answers that one. Now the next one deals with the bandwidth question, and I've actually had a couple more come in here since you were talking about Mac versus PC. A lot of people are suggesting instead of worrying about the expense and hassle of hosting video on your site, just upload it to YouTube or Google Video and link to it. Your thoughts on that? I have some thoughts on that as well, but I'd like to hear yours first.
Well, that's a great, great question. Some of the drawbacks of hosting on YouTube and Google, though, are, I mean, hey, I do that. I've got, you know, several files up on Google Video, you know, Yahoo Video as well, YouTube. What they do is they allow you to copy the video and then paste it, paste kind of the picture, kind of an iframe, so it's like a box with the streaming video on your site. That's great. They do have their watermark on the video. If that you know, upsets you, then you know that'd be a good reason not to host. But you cannot download on some of those. You know, like YouTube doesn't allow you to just download the video. What you need to do is and also, if you're setting up a blog, if you don't have your own blog installed on your own site, blogging sites don't, you know, some blogging sites, they know you can't install or embed the iframe onto our site. They prevent you from doing that. And so that could be a real drawback as well. So you'd have to go through installing WordPress or your blogging software onto your site, but as far as bandwidth, if you just want to have the message out, you want to put it in a little frame on your own site, and you don't mind the watermark, then yeah, that is a great solution. But it wouldn't necessarily be a podcast or a video cast because people aren't able to download, subscribe to it and download it and keep it onto the file onto their computer.
Yeah, and Andrew, my reasons for not necessarily loving that idea, I think it's a nice quick fix and it might be a nice economical fix, but anything that takes the person I just captured away from my site once I got them there is not a good idea in my opinion.
Right. And also, if you build something that you want total control over or rights to by uploading it to some of those sites, you're saying that they have partial ownership. And, it's something to think about. It could be kind of scary. If, you build this music video with your own music and your own stuff, and they like it, it's very popular, and then they decide, hey, we're going to sell the music because we own the partial rights to it. Well, wait, no, that's my music, right?
Well, again, people need to be careful. Again, I think in the short term, maybe it's a temporary video, whatever it is, that may be a quick fix. But again, what we're trying to do, and this is of course in concert with Annie's philosophy of empowering people to learn this stuff themselves. And as we said last week, again, Annie, I'll remind the audience, you don't necessarily have to do it all yourself, but you should know how to do it all yourself.
Sure. Have a working knowledge of the technology, because what we're talking about today is really just the background technology that's out there, and you know that this can be done. The real power is going to be is in implementing the technology into your marketing strategy, that is developing the content. What are you going to say on your video? Will it be a sales video, a promotion video? Will you be talking about your bio, your platform? Will you be talking about your services, the benefits of your services? You see how the magnitude of the magnitude that this can reach, because not only will people be able to read about you on your site, right, or listen to you via audio recordings, they now can actually watch you in action. They now have a chance to see you visually. That is, they can experience your passion at a whole nother level.
And Annie, if I can just
sure.
get you one more time to talk about how exponentially more successful you have been booking clients when clients have a video casting on their site.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, it's actually the perfect close for me, the perfect setup for a close for me in terms of the media, because when I visit a site, Tony, I do it from the media's point of view, and I'm able to bring the media through. Now, when I'm pitching and booking a client, I'll immediately go to the site, and if it's my client that I've been working with, naturally I'm very familiar with their site. Otherwise, I quickly will, if it's a site I've been through maybe the first time, we're going to a site together, or something happens where I'm not familiar with the site, I'll quickly be able to ascertain the correct path to yes based on my experience. But assuming I know the site, I know exactly where everything is, I will bring the media through a series of pages that will give them that are designed to give them the information that they need to say yes. So what I'm doing is positioning the client in the most favorable light possible, given the information that's available on the site, which is one of the reasons we love when people buy our media consults or come to our media consult teleseminars, media website consults, because they're so important. Now, if we are talking about TV, if this is a TV segment that we're talking about, once I establish the expert as an expert, that is a credentialed expert, and we go through the bio, we go through the education, we go through the platform, we then go through other media placements as well that the client has. Once I'm able to now demonstrate that not only is the client perfectly qualified for the segment, now they are actually qualified visually as well, and they're media savvy and have the experience on TV necessary to be able to pull off an excellent segment. So the closer for me then is to be able to click on it in a video file and demonstrate before the producer's eyes that this person knows how to deliver an awesome, content-rich, energy-filled, full of life, passion, vigor. They can capture an audience. They'll be great for ratings type of segment. And then right when we get to that point is when I get the yes. So I'll have to say, if I don't have the video, we have to go the old-fashioned route, believe it or not, which is overnighting. Overnighting a video or a DVD is old-fashioned now. It actually takes my client sometimes out of the running, because someone else is able to close immediately because they do have the video on their site, may run away, may steal the segment from us. Because guess what? They've got the goods right then and there. So being able to email, all right, a WMV file, right, that's the Windows standard in terms of a video file, being able to email that immediately to the media is hugely valuable. Having on your site a video of yourself in an interview format is exceptional and really where we need to go. I think it's just huge. So in terms to answer your question, Tony, it's just immeasurable. I can, you know, it allows me to close the segment then and there on the spot. No overnighting, no waiting till tomorrow, no letting any other experts slip in.
Very
we
good.
Can close it, and that's my objective.
Andrew, another couple questions about existing video. People have existing video. You know, there are 3 or 4 minute segments on television shows. They'd like to put them up. Now, I've had a couple people say, how do I get it onto my computer? So that's a legitimate question if you don't know, of course. Certainly, that's a video cast. You don't necessarily have to create something from scratch. You may already have stuff in your inventory.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, there's always the converting between, say, find out what format it is, right? Some people might have a VHS. Some people might have a beta. Some people might have, depending on which type of format it is, if it's DV or you know, something like that. Now, DV, I'm not talking about DVDs, not the discs. I'm talking about the digital video, which are usually the small tapes. A lot of cameras come with them right now, video cameras. They're the mini DV format. A lot of those cameras have a digital pass-through. They're called A to D converters, analog to digital. A lot of people might already have, you know, VHS copy, those VCR tapes that of a couple of segments. What you do is you make sure you have the player for that tape, and you hit play. You plug in cables from the VHS to the video camera, the mini DV camera, and then the mini DV camera would have you know, the USB or the FireWire. Usually, to do this, it's through FireWire, and I think that other term is like IEEE 1394 cable. You want to plug that cable into the computer, and then you'll hit play on the VCR. Some of the DV cameras, you have to actually hit record and have a tape in there to allow this pass through. But then you hit record on your computer, and it's kind of like turning your computer into a TiVo in a way, right? You're recording it to a hard disk. You hit record using Movie Maker software, or you know, Premiere, or Final Cut or iMovie, and it'll start digitizing the video, and usually it'll digitize it as a DV stream, right? We were talking about it might show up as a WMV or an AVI. Usually it'll be like an AVI, because AVIs are a little bit more uncompressed. Or if you have a Mac, it would be a movie file. Then when you get that movie file, you're going to want to edit it, right? Take out to maybe the beginning where there's a little bit of static, and you want to get it right to that end point so people aren't just watching static at the end or nothing, right? And so you edit it to the put an end point and an out point, and you make sure it's all set, and then you export it. And then you compress it down to that M4V file, and or again the WMV file, and you do that in QuickTime, or you do that in Microsoft Media Player, or the media converters that you can download from Microsoft. Compress it to that smaller file, and then put it on your site.
Somebody had a question, and I don't know if you have the answer to this or not, Andrew. I do not. Is there a limit to the number or time length of videos that you can store on Google or YouTube or Yahoo or any of the others?
I have not found that. It's definitely possible. As far as time, as far as time length, it has to be under 10 minutes on YouTube, So unless you get to director status, which when you sign up for your account, you have to say that you're a director, in which case the movies that you're going to be putting on beyond 10 minutes are going to be, independent film type of things that to bring you into the story, goes beyond 10 minutes. 10 minutes and 100 megabytes of space per episode. And so... beyond that, they don't allow. But as far as how many just files you can put up, you can put up a lot.
I'm sitting here thinking, especially to the authors and speakers that might be in our audience today, I can't think of a better way to introduce yourself to your audience than by video casting.
Right, right, yeah.
Right on your website too, when someone wants to hire you. You can have them, click on your video cast, and you can tell them all about yourself, especially if you're appealing. If you have charisma, if you have some presence to you, and everyone can learn to have a presence and a nice delivery style, it's just media training. It's content development along with media training. And then before you know it, you guys can become pros. I mean, anyone can have their own talk show now, right, Andrew?
Right.
That's really what it's coming down to. But in terms of the sales process, this will be a very strong tool. Because, again, they can read all about you on your site, maybe have some interaction with an audio component. But to actually see you and talking about yourself and your services as if you're there in person is very strong. It's very compelling. It's very rememberable. It creates an impact. And if you have some style and some pizzazz and you're passionate and you know, just have some kind of, I guess, so the charisma factor, this could work very, very much in your favor and give you a great edge.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that. Now, you know, again, I've got the handful of questions. This sounds really hard. It sounds really expensive. It sounds really impossible to do.
Sounds
like
scary.
Well, yeah,
did you get it? Sounds scary.
Especially when you don't know, like anything else, when you don't know it, it does sound scary. You know, Andrew, is it realistic for people to do this themselves?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's very possible to do this. You just have to understand the file formats. And really just make sure you have the equipment to capture it. I've had, you know, several people say that they've purchased some equipment, and it wasn't the equipment to do the job, right? It wasn't the equipment to get the end result that they wanted. But if you're able to, you're definitely able to and do this yourself, yes.
So I think it's going to be important that we actually come up with, maybe in the future, Andrew, we can do some more of these sort of as tutorials, or come up with a special report that really talks about equipment that has been working in the field, let's say.
Right.
Equipment pointers for people, mistakes to stay away from, you know, what equipment to avoid, what may not work well, just to give people an edge. So, because, yeah, you can often make buying mistakes, of course. In the early days, you can make buying mistakes, so we'll just make sure everybody's posted on some of these, and you'll be able to email Andrew at Annie Jennings PR with your questions as well about different equipment that you'd like to buy.
Well, yeah, and I would think, and one of the things I heard you say, Andrew, whether you meant to or not, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, it might be worth, again, if people are going to seriously do this, it might be worth, you know, buying a Mac, because it sounds like it's a little simpler and easier to navigate. You made it very clear to us that, you know, you can convert this stuff to PC when needed. You know, that might be one of the easier fixes for people.
Right. And one of the scary things about that, though, is, you know, people then get a Mac, and then they're not only learning all the tools of, you know, the converting and that kind of stuff, but they're also having to learn the operating system,
mm-hmm.
which can be very scary at the beginning. But I'll tell you that it's worth it. Just QuickTime alone, in some of the in GarageBand, the ability and ease of building some of these.
Now, of course, keep in mind, Andrew is available. Part of their new division is to have Andrew available to people who would like a personal tutorial. So let's say you do decide to get that Mac. Now you can actually ask Andrew about different specs, different things you should buy, what you shouldn't buy, and you can actually hire Andrew to help you guys out, to be your personal tutor, guide you through the process. So we're really building in this direction so that everyone has access to the information, and Andrew's on our team now. So he is a great resource. Please be sure to use him. So, Andrew, people can contact you, Andrew at AnnieJenningsPR.com, and, of course, Annie at AnnieJenningsPR.com. You can send in your questions, and, of course, just keep your eye on the site, and you'll be seeing lots of new stuff there. That's for sure. And I had a question. I wanted to ask Andrew one question about when you are creating your own video cast, right? And let's say you want to use it for the sales side of your website. You want to now talk about your bio, your unique services, and perhaps why you are qualified to provide the service. So a little bit about your platform. So platform and sales pitch, let's say. What about lighting? What about background? What about the image that you want to portray? What are some things to keep in mind? What are people doing these days, or what would you like to see them doing more of, Andrew, in terms of providing a pretty high quality, you know, event or outcome for the viewer?
Exactly. Well, a lot of webcasts out there, they're like, oh, we just want to be real. We're just going to do this in our computer room, right? Well, the problem is people might be talking about, you know, cleanliness in the household or something like that. I mean, make sure your message is equaling what you're saying, because I've seen so many web video casts out there that you see the messy background, right? You see the guy in the computer chair, and you just see if I was doing this and I was doing a webcast from my office, you'd just see the pile of videotapes behind me. You'd see the wires and things that I needed to recoil and put back on the wall. Maybe if I'm talking tech, that works, right? But what if, I also want to make sure I'm coming across as credible, and I want to come if I'm doing sales and talking about this, you know, high priced something or other. I don't want to you know, have that messy stuff behind me. I want it really clean. I might want to have a little billboard type thing set up behind me that just reiterates the message. I'm kind of like, I mean, think news desk type thing. I want to make sure I'm clean shaven. I want to make sure that my hair is combed and didn't look like it just woke up, right? I mean, all of these types of things add in our factors.
Right. Those are some great pointers. So one thing we have to consider is the image that we're going to convey as well. But it would be fun to play around, do a few, you know, maybe get Andrew's feedback for fun, and just see what you can actually build in terms of having a really great, high-quality product to put on your site. I've seen some, and someone I know has one on their site, excellent for the sales strategy. I just loved viewing him. I really loved seeing him in action. And I've even met him in person. But I'm telling you, on camera, he shined or whatever. He was absolutely incredible. And I definitely wanted to buy the product. There's no question I wanted to buy it. But, of course, it was about something about becoming a best-selling author. So, you know, I already know that stuff, so I couldn't buy the product. But I did view it, and he's a dear friend of mine, and it was excellent. And I said, this is really good stuff. He used a white background and dressed accordingly, sort of a suit, you know, more in his style, but he definitely dressed upscale presentation style, and he used just a white background, and it was just excellent because it was really just him on camera talking about his services and himself, and I really loved it.
And one of my clients, Annie, this year for the holidays, did a video cast, and it was about 4 minutes long, and it was the top 10. You know, things to resolve in 2007, and he did it in his den, and of course it was decorated for the holiday. It was, I know, he just went out and rented a couple big lights, so it was lit properly. He set the camera up himself. He did it. It was a beautiful, if I find it, Annie, I'll send it to both you and Andrew. It was beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
He told me it took him about an hour and a half from the time he set up to the time he was done. And it took him another hour to edit it, and he said maybe 20 minutes to distribute it.
Well, that's interesting, too. And we may actually see people going into studios to do it as well. So it'll be interesting as everything evolves. You know, what are the new developments, and what are we going to be recommending down the line? Because really, if you make a one-time investment in your video cast and you create a high-quality video cast, you know, that can bring you back many, many times more the cost of creating the video cast in terms of sales made and better positioning and better opportunities for yourself. So that probably will be a nice cost-benefit analysis down the road, and we'll probably be recommending that people do invest in maybe going to a studio, a media trainer, a studio, you know, just sort of creating the package for yourself to really succeed.
Absolutely. Well, Annie, I can't believe it, but we're already out of time.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Well, one of the things that I know that you're going to do for people is you're going to make sure that they get a chance to listen to this again, because there was a lot of important information here.
True. Absolutely. And, of course, it'll be up at anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. So that's anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. And, of course, you can email questions to Andrew at anniejenningspr.com. That's Andrew at anniejenningspr.com, and also Annie at anniejenningspr.com. And Tony, just before we go into our new Don't Lift a Finger podcasting support program, I would like to say that Tony, by the way, is an audio expert. So if you do need audio for your site, Tony is the guy to go to. Now remember, Tony's a top national radio show host, has got all the high quality equipment. So your audio is going to be perfect. My mother would be proud of you. You think I'm a perfectionist? She's 100 times worse than I ever am. I told my staff. I said, you think I'm tough? I'm a perfectionist? Oh, my gosh. You should meet my mother. She's actually sending me back one CD she didn't like because she didn't like the audio quality. So I'm sending this back to you. I don't want it in my house.
Oh, that's funny.
But anyway, so Tony's the guy for audio. So if you really want a good audio recording that is high quality, very important, the quality now, pay attention to the quality, Tony's the guy for you. And, of course, media training. See, we're talking a lot about the technology, but remember, it's going to all come down to content and delivery. In the end, it's going to come down to the skill set that you bring to the technology. Remember that. So that'll be something we'll get into too. But for content development, delivery skills, you definitely want to practice your craft and learn the tricks of the trade, just like a news anchor does. People train for this. People train to be great on camera. A little training will bring you a very long way as well. And then I just wanted to give Tony that information on Tony, because he is available to do some great work for you. Tony, if people want to get in touch with you, what would you like them to do?
They can email me, tony@effectivemediatraining.com, or call me 866-209-8031, and I'm at extension 111. And as always, make sure you mention Annie's name so you get the discount.
You get the special pricing. Yeah, we've negotiated a wonderful deal with Tony, so everybody gets special pricing. If you do mention that you heard about him on the Annie Jennings Paratello Seminar Series over the last, whatever, 5 or 6 years, 500 of these things. But I'd also like to, now that everyone know, that we are launching the Don't Lift a Finger Podcasting Support Program, where you can have a variety of services, everything from a few tutorial sessions where you think you may need help, to downloading your own software, to editing, to recording. Of course, Tony's available for content development and delivery skills. And, or you can get the whole enchilada from scratch to podcasting all over the world again without lifting a finger. So it's going to be very easy for you. You don't have to spend hours and hours trying to decipher all these codes and extensions and conversion strategies and all this other stuff that goes along with it. Andrew knows all this technology, and as he's demonstrated, he can very quickly do things that would take you and me probably hours and hours to even try to learn, and we probably just wind up a little frustrated at the end of the day, right?
Absolutely.
So Andrew's available for lots of services, from tutoring to actually creating the entire from scratch to podcasting all over the world. So it's very, very exciting. No one has to lift a finger, and that's the way we like it, Tony.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank everybody. We're on our way in 07, and we'll see everyone next week.
Yeah, we'll see everyone. Andrew, thanks so much.
Yes,
you did a great job. All right, welcome aboard. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This seminar was brought to you by Annie Jennings PR. To get involved, go to the website at www.anniejenningspr.com or call 908-281-6201.